Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold and their newest AgriGold Giant 107-day A6408, available for 2014 in Roundup Ready and also VT Triple Pro Rib. More information on A6408, including yield and drydown data, is at AgriGold.com.
Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening Commodity Market Report. Vice President Joe Biden and U.S. Trade Representative Michael Froman are in Japan for scheduled meetings for negotiations on the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement. Froman is meeting today with senior Japanese officials to discuss the TPP negotiations. U.S. officials have said that conclusion of bilateral U.S.-Japan trade negotiations should coincide with the conclusion of the broader TPP talks. Australia has blocked a $2.7 billion bid by Archer Daniels Midland Company for local grain handler GrainCorp Limited on national interest grounds. GrainCorp shares slumped as much as 25% in Sydney after intense lobbying by farmers and some conservative politicians helped derail the deal, which would have left 60% of wheat shipments from Australia in control by three non-Australian companies. The deal would have also put almost all of the country's eastern grain export infrastructure under foreign ownership. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, 16,035, is down 51 points. The NASDAQ, 4,054, is down almost 6. And the S&P 500 is 1803. It's down about 2 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
A strong temperature contrast is expected to occur across the Midwest as we go through the middle to latter part of this week as an Arctic air mass drops into the northern plains and the northwestern portions of the U.S. Corn Belt. That cold air mass is not going to be allowed to drop too far to the southeast, but there will be a region of conflicting air mass temperatures that will set the stage for repetitive precipitation events. That region is going to include parts of the Delta, the lower Ohio River Basin, and parts of the southeastern and middle Atlantic states. In this corridor, there will likely be frequent occurrences of precipitation, a lot of it which will occur as rain, but just to the north of the primary precipitation region, there will be a wintry mix of precipitation types and some significant snow and ice possible. We'll watch that closely. This will occur as we get into the latter part of this week. Until we get to that point in time, it should be relatively tranquil across the majority of the Midwest, with not much in the way of significant precipitation, except in the northwestern portions of the region. Our first wave of winter precipitation is already getting underway across the region from the Dakotas into Minnesota and Wisconsin today, and we'll likely see the precipitation in those areas continuing as we go through the next 2 days. In fact, northern Minnesota may be one area that is targeted for some of the greatest snowfall, which could end up 10 to 20 inches in some locations by the time we get to the end of this week. The storm system will be focused on the Dakotas, though, and portions of Montana today and southern portions of Canada's prairies. We'll likely see the storm becoming more intense in the northwestern portions of the Corn Belt as we get into the day Tuesday and Wednesday. The storm system is going to generate a considerable amount of wind as well as the snow, which is likely to fall, and most of the adverse conditions will be focused on the Dakotas, Minnesota, and parts of Manitoba and Ontario. But there will be a secondary low pressure center that will form to the southwest of this. That storm system is expected to develop on Wednesday night and into Thursday. It may be a weaker event, but it will still produce snow and freezing rain from portions of the central plains into a part of the lower Midwest, and will likely see snow and ice accumulations occurring from Kansas into parts of Indiana and Ohio, while some rain occurs further to the south. The moisture totals at this point look like they'll run anywhere from a half inch to an inch, with some localized 1.5-inch totals across the lower parts of the Midwest and the Delta, with some potential for greater amounts in those same areas because a second wave of precipitation may occur a little bit later this week. And there may end up being some 1 to 3-inch accumulations in some locations. We'll expect to the north of this heavier rainfall, though, there will be a few inches of snow that will accumulate and a possibility of a little bit of freezing rain, and we'll have to watch that as we get towards the latter part of this week when the cold air mass starts to push into the region. Temperatures across the Midwest are certainly going to contrast quite a bit here for the second half of this week. At that time, we'll see high temperatures limited to the positive and negative single digits in the Minnesota and the Dakotas, while it'll still be in the 50s across the southeastern corner of the Midwest. A little later in the week and into the weekend, we'll likely see the eastern portion of the Midwest cool down, with highs only in the upper 20s and 30s across the region, but it'll still be bitter cold in the northwest, where readings will be running mostly in the positive and negative single-digit readings. Our low temperatures at night across the Midwest should be mostly below zero in Minnesota, Wisconsin, parts of Iowa, Nebraska, and the Dakotas, but in the southeastern half to two-thirds of the Midwest, our temperatures will rarely get colder than the teens and 20s. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for today's broadcast comes from ADM. Their FarmerView mobile site features up-to-date futures, weather, market commentary, and local bids, and offers ADM customers access to contracts, deliveries, and payments. Available at adm.com/FarmerView.
Let's see how futures are trading. Hard red December wheat is 7.10¾, down 2.5. March, 7.10½, up 1.25. December wheat, 6.57¼, up 2.25. March, 6.70½, up 1¾. That's the soft variety. December corn is 4.13, down 2.25. July, 4.36¼, down 3.75. January soybeans, 13.26½, down 10. They've been as high today as 13.46 on the high end and 13.24½ on the low. December soybean meal at 4.51.60, down $5. December soybean oil at 40.40, it's up 18 cents. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Aaron Curtis of Midco in Bloomington Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Doing well. Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
It was pretty good. How about yourself?
Not bad at all. I overate again.
Yeah, I think probably a lot of us are in that category, I would think.
Marketplace today. The soybeans are interesting because the fundamentals are pretty good. But the technicals today are something to keep an eye on because we're having a hook reversal lower today.
Yeah, new recent high again here this morning. Watching to see how we close here today. The low on Friday was a 13.27, so we'll see if we close above that. Won't look too good technically. Of course, we'll need some confirmation over the next couple of days on that. But really not much new news to contribute to the downward turn here this morning, being up 10 earlier today, now down 10. This time of year, though, you got to be a little wary of Chinese cancellations. Not hearing any talk of that yet this morning, Dave, but it'll be interesting to watch over the next couple of days if something like that comes to fruition, because that tends to coordinate with reversals to the lower side this time of year, Dave.
And it's beginning to get close to the time, if not the time, when speculators look at the marketplace and just put their hands in their pockets because there's no sense of rhyme in December anyway.
Yeah, that's right. Get into holiday mode is like we like to say. And, beans have had a pretty good run up here. We've also seen some producer selling. So a couple of those things are also contributing to the turn lower here this morning. And, overall South American weather still looks pretty good. So you got to look at nearing 13.50 beans and the way the anticipation is for the crop in South America. You just wonder how much higher we really need to go this time of year.
Turn your attention to corn, please.
Pretty quiet here. Farmer continues to own a large portion of the crop. And, historically, Dave, when the farmer owns that much of the crop, the futures continue to struggle to rally. So, we've had some bright spots with Corn export demand, ethanol demand continues to be on a weekly basis where we need to be. But, you know, we just got 1.9 carryout and a 14 billion bushel crop. Just doesn't argue for producer or for futures to have to rally much. And that's continue to what we see. Also, a couple rumors here this morning that China rejected a couple more cargoes of U.S. corn. No confirmation of that, but that's something to watch here because that would make three cargoes in the last couple weeks. So we'll see where that story goes.
Well, we're just a penny or two for away from the low for the move. Are we going to test that and go through that this week?
Well, I think, unfortunately, I think we probably do. I just don't see much reason to rally here, especially if beans would turn back lower here. We won't get much help from that side. So it looks like we're going to continue to grind lower here, Dave.
Thank you very much, Aaron.
Thank you. Yep, bye.
Aaron Curtis of MITCO, and he is in Bloomington, Normal, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace. December wheat, hard red at 710 and three quarters, down 2.5. Soft December, 657 and a quarter, up 2.25. December corn, 412 and three quarters, down 2.5. January beans continue to struggle, 1322 and a half, now down 14. July at 1277 and three quarters, now 78, down 10. December soybean meal at 449.20, down 740. December soybean oil at 4040, up 18 cents. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.